Cowan, Swain and Ross. Midday sun streamed into the San Francisco law offices of Cowan, Swain and Ross, giving the room a cheerfulness that Donald Gennaro did not feel. He listened on the phone and looked at his boss, Daniel Ross, cold as an undertaker in his dark pinstripe suit.
"I understand, John," Gennaro said. "And Grant agreed to come?" "Good, good. Yes, that sounds fine to me. My congratulations, John."
He hung up the phone and turned to Ross. "We can't trust Hammond anymore. He's under too much pressure. The EPA's investigating him, is behind schedule on his Costa Rican resort, and the investors are getting nervous. There have been too many rumors of problems down there. Too many workmen have died. And now this business about a living proconsul whatever on the mainland."
"What does that mean?" Ross said. "Maybe nothing," Gennaro said. "But Hamachi is one of our principal investors. I got a report last week from Hamachi's representative in San Jose, the capital of Costa Rica. According to the report, some new kind of lizard is biting children on the coast."
Ross blinked. "New lizard?"
"Yes," Gennaro said. "We can't screw around with this. We've got to inspect that island right away. I've asked Hammond to arrange independent site inspections every week for the next 3 weeks."
"And what does Hammond say?"
"He insists nothing is wrong on the island, claims he has all these security precautions."
"But you don't believe him," Ross said.
"No," Gennaro said, "I don't."
Donald Gennaro had come to Cowan Swain from a background in investment banking. Cowan Swain's high-tech clients frequently needed capitalization, and Gennaro helped them find the money. One of his first assignments back in 1982 had been to accompany John Hammond while the old man, then nearly 70, put together the funding to start the InGen Corporation. They eventually raised almost $1 billion, and Gennaro remembered it as a wild ride.
"Hammond's a dreamer," Gennaro said.
"A potentially dangerous dreamer," Ross said. "We should never have gotten involved. What is our financial position?"
"The firm," Gennaro said, "owns 5%.
"General or limited?"
"General."
Ross shook his head. "We should never have done that."
"It seemed wise at the time," Gennaro said. "Hell, it was 8 years ago. We took it in lieu of some fees. And if you remember, Hammond's plan was extremely speculative. He was really pushing the envelope. Nobody really thought he could pull it off."
"But apparently he has," Ross said. "In any case, I agree that an inspection is overdue. What about your site experts?"
"I'm starting with experts Hammond already hired as consultants early in the project."
Gennaro tossed a list onto Ross's desk.
"First group is a paleontologist, a paleobotanist, and a mathematician. They go down this weekend. I'll go with them."
"Will they tell you the truth?" Ross said.
"I think so. None of them had much to do with the island, and one of them, the mathematician, Ian Malcolm, was openly hostile to the project from the start. Insisted it would never work. Could never work."
"And who else?"
"Just a technical person, a computer system analyst. Review the park's computers and fix some bugs. He should be there by Friday morning."
"Fine," Ross said. "You are making the arrangements?"
"Hammond asked to place the calls himself. I think he wants to pretend that he's not in trouble, that it's just a social invitation, showing off his island."
"All right," Ross said, "but just make sure it happens. Stay on top of it. I want this Costa Rican situation resolved within a week." Ross got up and walked out of the room.
Gennaro dialed, heard the whining hiss of a radio phone. Then he heard a voice say, "Grant here."
"Hi, Dr. Grant, this is Donald Gennaro. I'm the general counsel for InGen. We talked a few years back. I don't know if you remember."
"I remember," Grant said.
"Well," Gennaro said, "I just got off the phone with John Hammond, who tells me the good news that you're coming down to our island in Costa Rica."
"Yes," Grant said, "I guess we're going down there tomorrow."
"Well, I just want to extend my thanks to you for doing this on short notice. Everybody at InGen appreciates it. We've asked Ian Malcolm, who, like you, was one of the early consultants, to come down as well. He's the mathematician at UT in Austin."
"John Hammond mentioned that," Grant said.
"Well, good," Gennaro said. "And I'll be coming too, as a matter of fact. By the way, this specimen you have found of what is it?
Procompsognathus, Grant said.
Yes, do you have the specimen with you, Dr. Grant, the actual specimen?
No, Grant said, I've only seen an X-ray. The specimen is in New York. A woman from Columbia University called me.
Well, I wonder if you could give me the details on that, Gennaro said. Then I can run down that specimen for Mr. Hammond, who's very excited about it. I'm sure you want to see the actual specimen, too. Perhaps I can even get it delivered to the island while you're all down there, Gennaro said.
Grant gave him the information.
Well, that's fine, Dr. Grant, Gennaro said. My regards to Dr. Sattler. I look forward to meeting you and him tomorrow.
And Gennaro hung up.